Recently, there has been a rise in women getting randomly punched in the face.
I was literally just walking, and a man came up and punched me in the face.
A new article from Salon blames male MAGA rage for these incidents. I just say this is happening because feminists told men, we don't need you, and men listened. Let's talk about it. Okay, so I thought this article coming out of Salon from author Amanda Marcotte was a meme. Turns out it was not. The premise of the article is this idea that women are going about their life, minding their own business. Men, especially MAGA men, are enraged by this because they want female attention. And so those same MAGA men punch women in the face to get the female's attention. Look at me. Let's read some of the excerpts from this article. So, quote, whatever the excuse the angry man concocts, the impetus is always the same. The eyes of a woman are directed at someone or something that is not him, and he is indignant over it. So he will make sure she has no choice but to look at him, either by getting in her face or, in these alarming New York cases, punching her. If he cannot capture her adoring gaze, well, he will make her stare at him in fear. These stories resonate as well because the nation is having a moment of increasingly unhinged male fury at women for daring to have lives that are centered around something other than catering to a man's every whim. Unleashed by Donald Trump and the MAGA movement, there's an upswell of loud male entitlement shouting at us from every corner. This unhinged male fury that depicts this, you know, phantom male entitlement is evidence, she thinks, in Jordan Peterson's fans.
What do you mean by happen?
In Tradwives and in Ben Shapiro throwing the Barbie doll into the dumpster. I think this is probably a classic case of feminists don't have any good sense of humor.
Just where to go to here.
But the conclusion of this incoherent article is important. It's the most important. So let's read it. The rise of MAGA is fueled by misogyny, but it's less a backlash than a tantrum, a rage explosion by men who want to restore their dominance, but fear that this time women won't buckle to their bullying. This rash of men punching women in New York City captures this moment in a dark way. We don't even need to know their names or faces to know that men who do this are losers, lashing out because they've learned that actually women don't owe them anything just because they're a man or just because they're men. It's also true that women aren't just suffering in silence, but telling their stories without shame or self-blame. There's something nakedly pathetic about punching women, as scary as it is for the victims. It's not like the catcalling or groping of old, which disguised male aggression as a mere overexuberance of lust. This is a last gasp of men who, unable to justify their sexism in any way, must resort to brute force. Yet even then, they're unable to shut women up. My first reaction to this is like, really? Are there really that many like Republican MAGA men living in New York City? And like, where have these men been for the past 8 or 10 years that Donald Trump's been around? But even if there were all these conservative men living in New York City, I hate to break it to you, but I highly doubt that these men want the attention of the New York City female. The New York City female is ran through, can't cook, too focused on their intense banker job. For some reason, these intense banker jobs seem to go along with these like really low voices in women. It's very odd. They sound very masculine. Okay, these women hate conservatives and they hate men. And don't forget, they hate kids. Men don't want this type of woman. They're definitely not going to be punching this type of woman in the face for her attention. And so they're either going their own way, okay, also known as men going their own way, the acronym there is MGTOW, or they're going to other countries to find wives that aren't as insane as New York City women. But the larger mistake that feminists make, not just in this article, but in their movement generally, is thinking that men and women are the same. Let me explain this point in a roundabout way. We need to start with the basics. What stops a bad guy from punching women? Well, it's definitely not myself. It's definitely not my imposing physical presence, and it's certainly not other women. There is nothing Hard Gainer Annie can do with her physical body that will scare a criminal away from hitting me. The only thing that gets hurt if I punch somebody is my own hand.
Ow! Ow, Charlie!
The real deterrent for a criminal's behavior is other men. This can come in the form of a policeman. But more generally, if there's a critical mass of good men around when a criminal is thinking about punching me, especially if I'm with good men who love me and want to protect me, The criminal might think twice because he knows those men are going to stand up for her. They're going to come at me. They're going to attack me. And if it's me, one criminal against three guys, well, maybe I'll pass on hitting that woman today. I'm not going to stand a chance against these three plus men. Everybody knows that the deterrent for criminals is not women. It's obviously men standing up for women, because the feminists on Twitter are complaining, why aren't the men standing up for the women getting punched in the face? These feminists know there's nothing I can do to protect myself. I am dependent on the good men in society to do the good service of protecting me. The problem is, ladies, we told the men we don't need them. We told them this personally. We said, we don't need to marry you. Okay, forget Miley Cyrus just saying she's going to buy her own flowers. We told men, we're going to buy our own sperm donor. And then we said to men, well, your only purpose in this relationship is entertain me. Yeah, okay, I think a lot of men are going to say no thanks to that relationship. But we also told good men that we don't need you in society at large. Feminists walk around pretending like women can do just as good a job as men can in industries like the military, coal mining, and firefighting. Furthermore, we do arrest any good citizens who do stand up when they perceive there to be a physical threat, like Daniel Penny did in the subway. He's in jail, ladies. He's not available to protect you when you're getting punched on the streets of New York City. And so men said, fine. Men have some self-respect. They said, okay, fine. The feminists don't appreciate what I contribute to society. I'll go somewhere else. I'll take my contribution somewhere where they're actually appreciated. The result is women are now getting punched in the face. What this article amounts to is a classic case of women not being able to take accountability for their bad ideas. The feminism thing is not working for us, ladies. Okay, not only is it making us unhappy because we're like single and unmarried without kids, but now we're also physically less safe because we told the men that we don't care about you. Now would be a good time to own our mistake and go back, get on a better, healthier path. But this author is doubling down on her bad ideas at her own peril. If you do not agree with her ideas, get out of New York City as fast as possible. Move somewhere where the men are actually masculine and the women are actually feminine and not raging leftists. That is it for today. I'll see you guys in the comments and on the next episode.